It had taken us 20 years to break the visible shields and to reach the machine inside those crystal walls. What we could not understand, we broke at last with atomic power. And now there are only some fragments of that beautiful glittering thing on top of the mountain. The mechanisms of the pyramid are based on a technology which is unknown to us. Meanwhile, we have reached other planets and we know that the Earth is the only home of intelligent life in our universe. Moreover, no lost civilization of our world could have invented that machine, because we were able to measure the age of the dust on the plateau, and the result was that it was much older than when the first signs of life emerged on our planet. When we were halfway to the present day, something from the stars, while crossing the solar system, left this token on the moon and went away. Until we destroyed it, that machine was still performing the duty for which its builders had erected it. And here is my personal opinion about it. A long time ago, at the dawn of creation, when life was so young that it had appeared in very few worlds of other suns of the Milky Way, other races must have reached a level of civilization which was far beyond ours. They were the only masters of a young universe, and felt as lonely as gods who looked out across infinity and could not find anyone to share their thoughts with. They must have searched the star clusters, as we have searched the planets. The worlds they found were either empty or inhabited by crawling, mindless creatures. The Earth was exactly like this, with the smoke still coming out of its volcanoes when their first spaceship came in from the abyss beyond Pluto. They realized that the frozen outer worlds, where life could not exist, were useless to them. So they rested among the warmer inner planets, waiting for the beginning of civilization there. Those wanderers must have thought that our planet was the sun's favorite child, as it was between fire and ice. There was a promise of intelligent life on it, but it would take a long time before this could happen, and there might never come this way again. Therefore, they left the Sentinel. The crystal pyramid we had found was one of the million guards they had left on their way. They put it on the moon and not on the Earth, because they were only interested in creatures who were able to survive by crossing space and escaping from the Earth. Sooner or later, all races must meet this challenge, a double challenge, depending both on the conquest of atomic energy and on the last choice between life and death. Once we had made this step, forcing and opening the pyramid was only a matter of time. Now it has stopped sending signals, those on duty should notice this, and they will turn their attention to Earth. Maybe they wish to help our newborn civilization, but they must be terribly old, and sometimes the old are very jealous of the young. Now, when I look at the Milky Way, I always wonder from which of those nebulae the emissaries are coming. It is as if we had made the fire alarm start ringing and we just had to wait. I do not think we will have to wait long.